Om Shanti. So today we are going to revise Avyak Murli. Today is Sunday, 12th March 1982. So the Murli's title is The Basis of Color, Beauty and Fragments of the Living Flowers. So today the father, master of the garden, is seeing variety of flowers in front of him. They are spiritual flowers in his living garden. And Baba is saying that I get to see this spiritual flowers, this garden, only once in the entire world cycle. And he is comparing this living garden to the worldly gardens. He is saying that this garden is as valuable as a jewel, as valuable as a diamond, and that garden is as worthless as a shell. So, and he says that, do you have the intoxication that you are a spiritual flower in God's living garden? And Baba is seeing the color, beauty and fragrance of each of the flowers. And he is saying that, do you also see yourself like this? So if you see the worldly gardens, there are almost 10 famous gardens of the world. Some are in Scotland, in Netherlands, Canada, Brazil. And they are so beautiful. I saw the pictures and they are... Mughal garden. So these are some of the world famous gardens, and there are some 12 famous gardens of India also, in that Mughal Garden or Hanging Garden of Mumbai or some gardens in Bangalore. Peace Park they have not given. Peace Park is our garden. Brahma Kumari's garden. So there is so much intoxication about Peace Park. So he is saying that God is not seeing these gardens. These are so beautiful gardens, and they are breathtaking gardens. When you see them, you just remain stunned. What beauty it is! But to God's eyes, we, the spiritual flowers, are so beautiful, and he is seeing the color, beauty, and fragrance of all of us today. And I was just going through the literature. There is a garden named Spiritual Garden in St. John's Church in England. And when people want to experience quietness or calmness, they go and sit in that garden. This is a spiritual garden in St. John's Church in England. And there was a news that Delhi government is going to build up a spiritual and religious garden near Yamuna Bank next year maybe. So this is the first pair of the Murli. Now Baba says that whatever Baba says, he compares it to the spiritual meaning of it. So the basis of color is the subject of knowledge, he says. Color is he's comparing to knowledge. So the more you are embodiment of knowledge, the more you have a beautiful color, and more people will get attracted to you. In the world also, if we see any physical flower and if the color is very beautiful, then he says that we will tell, oh, what a beautiful flower it is, and our heart would desire to see it again and again and for a long time. So here Baba is saying the more color of knowledge is there, the more beautiful you are, and more people will get attracted to you. So here he is talking about embodiment of knowledge, Gyan Swaroop. So the more amount of knowledge we have imbibed in us, the more our pockets are filled with knowledge points, the more we have become embodiment of it, the more our color is attractive. And what is embodiment of knowledge actually? It's like we read Murli, we read Avyak Murli, we do churning, but that point of knowledge becomes our property when we pick up that point from Murli and we use in our practical life. Like suppose if I have to read on power of tolerance, I would read on power of tolerance and give good examples of it, and I'll go and give a speech on it. But in practical life, when any situation comes in my life and I have to use that power, so that reading and everything is done, but when I use that power in my practical life, then that point of knowledge becomes my property, and then I become the embodiment of knowledge. It's not only that, only reading will help us to become embodiment of knowledge. The first is the basis of color. Second is beauty. He's saying the basis of beauty is embodiment of remembrance. Gyan Swaroop, Yog Swaroop, embodiment of remembrance. So the more we are in remembrance of Baba, the more we are connecting ourselves to the Supreme Soul and getting energy from Him, the more we are embodiment of remembrance. And the third, he is saying, the basis of fragrance. The basis of fragrance, he is saying, is the embodiment of divine virtues. Okay. So see, Baba here is seeing the beauty, color and fragrance. He is not seeing the physical beauty. He is not seeing who is fair, who is dark, who is of Vaitish complexion. Or he is not comparing the beauty to like people get ready, put powder on their face. And put lipstick or liner and kajal. He is not seeing that beauty. He is seeing such subtle meanings. He is telling about such subtle things here, that embodiment of divine virtues, fragrance. So, divine virtues. Now, we don't go and speak that I am honest, I am sincere, or I am very economical. The divine virtues are reflected in our personality and character. We don't have to go and speak to somebody. So, the fragrance he is comparing is to embodiment of divine virtues. So, Baba says that if you just have color and you don't have beauty, then nobody will get attracted to you. If you have color and beauty but you don't have fragrance, then also he is saying then you become the flower of decoration. Flowers, inwardly people, like worldly people have this flowers which have beauty and color, they are used for decoration. But flowers which have fragrance are kept close to ourselves. Somebody will apply it on the shirt, somebody will decorate their hair with the flowers. So they, flowers with fragrance are kept to the self, and others are used in decoration. So he is saying that fragrant flowers are the ones who are constantly and automatically doing service, and they automatically become embodiment of service, seva swarup. So like if anybody is having a divine virtue in them, they are automatically reflecting that in their personality, and we pick up that. So for example, like dadis, I had an opportunity to go to Dadi cottage once. And I saw Dadi, whenever she used to sit on sofa and she was offered food or anything, she would see the electricity which is on and tube lights, and she would say, just keep this tube light on and switch off that, like that. And the sisters who stay with Dadi, they also have picked up that from Dadi, and they also, when I saw them, switch off that light, don't keep that on. And I saw that, see, Dadi doesn't have to say them that do this, do that. But they have already picked up that virtue from Dadi. So that's how we pick up virtues, and that becomes the embodiment of service. So fragrant flowers are constantly and automatically becoming embodiment of service. So Baba says that ask yourself, which flower am I? Do I have this color, beauty and fragrance? And have I become instrument in creating a spiritual atmosphere around myself? Does my fragrance spread from a distance, or does it spread only to nearby people? So these are the questions we have to ask to ourselves. So Baba says, if you have only color and beauty, then you are flowers of decoration. And he is comparing these decoration flowers to the subject of the kingdom, of king. That means praja. Subject is praja. They will become praja in golden age. And he says that you have become flowers in Allah's garden. So do you have that much intoxication? Then Baba is having a heart-to-heart conversation with the children. And there are two special groups in front of Baba today. One is double foreigners and other is Karnataka group. So Baba is saying that Baba has intense love for children from land and from abroad also. And children are swinging in the swing of happiness. And Baba says, having coming to Madhuban, you all have become free from Maya. When you come to Madhuban, you are free from Maya. You have become conquerors of Maya. So do you experience this stage? Because here you have come to earn income. And double foreigners, he says that they have to apply double lock. So the turning point here is, what is Maya in Madhuban? Means people, one is a set of Madhuban Navasis who stay here, and their Maya is different. And others are the people who are coming from outside and coming to Madhuban for few days, like 1 week, 15 days or 1 month. So what is the Maya in Madhuban for those? But what mayas come in Madhuban for them? Anything. When they don't get any good accommodation. They come with lot of expectations here, and when they see that that is not fulfilled, like sister is giving example that if they don't get good accommodation, then that brings maya to them. Lot of things. So what else? Maya in Madhuban. Like I was thinking that when they come from outside, and there is a lot of ample of things here, like ample of food here, and they start eating more here. That is also seen. And when you are staying in a Laukik family, when your house and small amount of vegetables is cooked and five people are there, and five people will share that food. But when you come here in Madhuban, you get ample of things here, and you tend to take more food here. So that's how it's like the desires increase here when you come. This is one. Sometimes they don't have importance and they waste the food. So that is also one maya. Next. There are lots of WhatsApp groups here. People are already on 5-10 groups when they are outside. And when they come here, they meet people. And they see, oh, there are so many groups here. Please include me. Please include me. So like that, when they go back, they are in next 5 groups. So this is also one of the mayas in Madhuban. What else? And see, like when you come here for 15 days, you are posted in one department. Suppose if somebody comes and he's posted in tailoring department, rest of the things is done by others. Like his food is prepared by somebody, his accommodation is taken care of, the laborers come and clean their house, and sometimes you get laundry facilities also here. So there is a tendency to laziness here. When they stay in their Laukik family, they get up, they do the Amrit Vela, they prepare their breakfast, they prepare their lunch, they prepare their dinner, they will clean the house, they will clean their clothes, and lot of things, going and buying vegetables. So you earn more points and marks when you are outside. But when you come here, this is also one maya, that other things are done by others, so there is little laziness which comes here. Next, if you, when they come and they see Madhuban Nivasis, oh, they are so intense effort makers, and there is a negativity and inferiority complex sometimes which comes in them, and they think that I am not a good Purushati like them. They are churning so well, oh, they have yoke chart of 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, and I am not having that. So that sometimes bring inferiority complex in them, ki I am not up to the mark in my family life there. This is one. Then sometimes they tend to see weaknesses of people who are staying here, and that they just imbibe that weaknesses, and they churn on it and then spread outside. So that is also wrong. So these are some of the things which is maya in Madhuban. We can churn more on this point. So to come out of this maya in Madhuban, for people who come from outside, they should remember one thing and keep a slogan in their mind, that they have to see only themselves and not others. If they see others, maya will definitely come in them. And next thing is that you have come here to do purushat and go back. No need to see others here. If you see others, you will definitely have negativity in your mind. And second thing is that this is a Brahmin family, and everybody has come from different places here. Everybody is coming with a different set of sanskars here, and everybody is different, and you have to learn to accept everybody here. So this is one of the things. Then next, Baba is telling them, having come to Madhuban, Baba says, what specialities you have imbibed? He is asking the double foreigners and Karnataka group that you have become easy yogi here, and you have attained peace, light and love from here. So the more someone has attained, that person cannot stay without giving up. So the more he is embodiment of attainment, he becomes embodiment of service. If you attain something, you cannot stay without giving. Suppose you have knowledge, like you can think, when we came in Gyan, when we came in knowledge, and when we did our 7 days course, and then there was so much intoxication that I should go and tell the world that God has descended on earth. And so many things we wanted to go and tell people. So this is like we have attained something and then we want to do service. right? And Brahma Baba and Dadis, when Dadis did tapasya for 14 years, after that Baba sent them for service, that go and do service of your family, charity begins at home. So the more you are embodiment of attainment, the more you become embodiment of service. Then Baba says those from Karnataka have brought about good expansion of service, and also from abroad people, they have started centers and they have created servers, sevadharis. So Baba is very pleased to see the courage, zeal and enthusiasm of all the children. And Baba is asking them that those who are staying at centers, do you do powerful Amrit Vela? Why Baba is saying that? That Maya, there are a group of good children, Maya also likes good children. And Maya keeps a special attention to these children. So that is why special attention you also have to give to yourself. So do you have powerful Amrit Vela? So we can churn on this fine point, how to do powerful Amrit Vela. So what are the points? Powerful Amrit Vela. So it starts from the entire day, like how your day before is. You don't have any negativity or waste in your entire day. Like Baba has given Shrimat about food, about sleep and everything. So he says that at whatever dinner you are having, you should have light food so that that effect of sleep is not there when you get up at Amrit Vela. When you are sleeping also, give chat to Baba and then go to sleep. You can read some Avyak Murli or some paragraph and then go to sleep. He has given Shrimad that you don't have to, you should not speak on phone, mobiles and everything should be kept aside before sleeping. If it is very urgent, then you go out of the room, speak to that person and then come back in your room and sleep. Here we stay with groups like 4 or 3 in a room, and it's not like we sit on our bed, she sits on her bed and we speak to each other and then we go to sleep. So that effect will be there when we get up in the morning. And sleep, like people see others here that, oh, he's getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, let's start, even I will get up at 2 o'clock in the morning from tomorrow. So that should not be like that. Last week we had a very good talk from a psychiatrist, spiritual management of depression, anxiety and insomnia. In insomnia they spoke about very good points, like somebody's sleep could be of 7 hours, somebody's could be 8 hours, somebody's could be 6 hours. And it is not that we see others and we decide our sleep. Our seva must be seva is different, and our body language and everything is different. And you see others that he's doing yoga from 2 o'clock in the morning, he's sleeping only for 5 hours, so even I should do that. So that doesn't work. And they also mentioned that if your body requires 7 hours of sleep, and it depends on your age also, it depends on weather also, so complete that sleep in 24 hours. If you don't complete that sleep, the body will cope up in Murli class or in yoga. Body will definitely cope up that. If you don't give rest to your body and you require 7 hours of sleep or 7.5 hours of sleep, body will cope up. So pay attention to the sleep also. Sleep and food are very important in Brahmin life, to have good yoga, to have good churning and knowledge. So this is about the sleep. And when we get up in the morning, what thoughts, like they say, when you are awake, now you awake your own self. We are in a sleepy state when we get up in the morning. So first 10 minutes is very important. Like in different classes you must have heard that our subconscious mind is very active when we get up in the morning. So first 10 minutes we should have good thoughts. We can plan that at night only, that when I get up in the morning I would say to myself different swamans 7 times or 10 times, and then I will get up from my bed. Then you can have bath and come to meditation. And then we should have a plan of what I'm going to do in the next 1 hour of Amrit Vela. It's not that we should come and sit in front of Baba's picture and look at Baba, and Baba is good and I am good and the Amrit Vela gets over. Then this is not done. So you should have plan of it. Like if I will do 5 forms commentary for first 10 minutes, or then I will go to subtle world, I will take blessing from Baba, I will experience different relationships with Baba. Then we had discussed the 7 practices in soul world. I will practice soul conscious stage. Then I will get Sakash. When we have this planning in our mind, then our Amrit Vela becomes powerful. If we go without planning, then it is like an ordinary thing. So powerful Amrit Vela. So Baba says that you all are instrumental souls. So you should... So you also have to become conquerors of Maya. And here Baba is talking to center Nivasis. He is saying that those who are staying at center should be more powerful, because when you are powerful, the environment becomes powerful. And if you are weak, then problems will come at center. So point is here, like, how to make our centers more powerful. What we should do at centers that our center environment becomes powerful here. So I just heard that there is a center in Belgium, and what they do there, they have yoga throughout the year, 24 hours except the 6 hours at night the center is closed. Otherwise there is a roster which is made every month, and everybody is given hours to come at center and spend that much time in meditation there. She will do 2 hours, she will do next 2 hours, she will do next 2 hours. Like that entire day yoga is going on at that center, and throughout the year, not just only January or not just 18 January, it's the throughout the year they are doing it. So that's how the centers become very powerful, the atmosphere becomes powerful. Second is some churning should always be going on, some small classes should go on at centers. That also makes the powerful atmosphere. And different programs and positivity at centers. So this is how the centers can become powerful. And Baba says then you become destroyer of obstacles. And he says he has compared your to sun. Just as the sun is bright and it dispels the darkness and it destroys the rubbish, so you are also master sun of knowledge. And like knowledge is light, no? So he is comparing it, that light dispelling the darkness. Then Babdada is remembering Madhuban. Baba is saying the residents of Madhuban are also in Brahmin family's vision. When you praise Madhuban, it is the residents of Madhuban who come in front of you. And the entire lecture has been written on Madhuban. All of the residents of Madhuban Nivasi, when somebody praises about Madhuban, do you feel that it is our praise? He is asking like that. So Madhuban, we were just thinking about Madhuban, and Madhuban is a place like, it's like lap of a mother. Like we are sitting in Baba's lap here, and I was just thinking that we have duty till 5 o'clock, and after 5 o'clock, I don't know, Madhuban is just such a powerful magnet with such a powerful magnetic field that it pulls us. After 5 o'clock, we cannot stay in hospital, I have seen. It just pulls us that we have to come here. And Amrit Vela also is the same thing. And it is, even if we are not well, we will still come. It is that powerful. And so as the Madhuban Nivasis, a place becomes powerful because the residents staying there are powerful and they are doing intense tapasya. I was just thinking that every Madhuban Nivasi is such a beautiful jewel, and they are so fortunate, and Baba has selected them. Baba has selected these people here and they are staying. It's because of God's permission that you all are here, and so much fortunate. And see, others are not getting chance. Why only these people and these souls are picked up to stay here? And it is so much responsibility of Madhuban Nivasis also to make the atmosphere so powerful. Obviously, it is Baba, Brahma Baba's tapasya, Mamma's tapasya, Dadis, all Dadis have done tapasya, and that's why this environment is so powerful. But later on, the Madhuban Nivasis are the one who are creating that atmosphere. So, and we have importance of it mostly when we go out. When we go out, I have experience. When I go out to my Laukik family, I will do this four place commentaries like Baba's Char Dham, what we say, Baba's Hut, Baba's Room, and Tower of Peace and History. All I keep remembering that, and that's how I keep connected to Madhuban. I don't have any connection to people, but I will have connection to Madhuban through the yoga. So because if we remember somebody, if I'm remembering her, her stage gets downloaded in my consciousness. So as same as that, if I remember Madhuban, all Madhuban's vibration gets downloaded on me. So that's how Madhuban is so powerful. So here Baba then is talking to double foreigners, that double foreigner children asked why they are told to do double service. They have to do spiritual service also and worldly job also. And in response to this, Baba is giving a very good answer. He's saying that very little time has remained and you have to attain maximum. So you have to contribute from your mind, body and money also. So when you will earn income, you can use that income in godly service, and that's how you can earn more marks. And when your instrumental souls will see that you are working very hard, you don't have time to eat also, then automatically you will be free of that job and you will do only godly service. But till then you have to do this worldly service also. And he says that when you will become too busy, drama will not allow you to do that outside job. And some children are thinking that they are not surrendered. So Baba says, don't think like that. Whatever your instrumental soul is telling you, it is beneficial for you. You should not bring about thoughts like, it is not my part, why this thing is not told to me. Such waste thoughts you should not have. Then Baba is speaking to teachers. Baba is saying that, what is the service place of teachers? Teachers are the one who are on world stage. When you go out for any program, how much attention you pay to yourself when you're sitting on the stage. So your service place is, you are on world stage. There was a Shivani Bain's program in Bangalore, and she mentioned in one of her chit chat with the people who did service for that program, and she says that the backstage, what we are, that vibration goes to the public. And if the behind the curtains, if we are very anxious and we are saying that bring that chair, oh this is not done, oh flowers are not kept, and when the curtain opens and we say, oh I am a peaceful soul, we should not have stress, we should not have tension, and if we speak like that, then that vibration is public is going to catch that. So when we are on world stage, we should not only pay attention to our physical body, that what sari I am wearing, what batch is there, or what my hairstyle is and how I am sitting, but our inner consciousness or our inner vibrations also should be powerful that the public catches. So this is where the Murli ends. Then there are some questions where double foreigners and brother and sisters and Babdasa's response to it. The first question is, when shall we be able to fill ourselves with sanskars of ruling and bestower for the future 21 births? Rajyapat or Datapan, he is asking. So he says, whenever you become a bestower who gives souls the treasures from the father, and you give thirsty and desperate souls the donation of life through your powers, when you bring souls in close relationship with Baba. So this is how you will become the bestower. The next question is, why is the confluence age called the most auspicious confluence age or most elevated age? Why Sangam Yuga is called most auspicious? So Baba says that because everything is recorded in this. So that is why. So all the greatness of all the religions, of sanskars, of kingdom, elevated relationships and virtues are recorded, and that is why this is called the most auspicious age. What three things, next question, what three things do those who record a physical record pay attention to, and what do we who are recording unlimited record definitely have to pay attention to? So when a record is they pay attention to atmosphere, attitude and words. And Baba says if they are mischievous and if they don't concentrate, then their words will not have sweetness and they will not attract. So, and if somebody has to sing a song, he gets stabilized in that song and then he sings. Like you must have seen, no? When some recording is going on and if some singer comes, how the facial expressions only change and how he will move his hand and fingers. And then the recording of the song is done. here we can think that there is one audio recording, video recording, and what things they pay attention to. So Baba is saying that we also have to pay attention to all these things, because ours is unlimited record. The ones who are recording for the whole cycle also have to pay attention to this. And instead of having enthusiasm, if there is laziness, then what your record would be like. And this point is very nice here. From time to time, check as a detached observer to see whether the record you have recorded throughout the day was recorded well. This we can do in between, during our whole day when we are working. And we can just sit for 2 minutes and think, okay, from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, what my record was, how I acted. And even in evening yoga, before we start yoga, after we come from our service, for just 5 minutes, beginning of the yoga, we can just remember what was my actions throughout the day, how I behaved with people, did my record go well today. So this is one practice. The next question is, what one thing proves that a soul is weak? So Baba has described 3 things here. If you forget the common discipline of checking yourself, if you do not fix the daily timetable of Amrit Vela, and third is if you are unable to conduct yourself according to the discipline and codes of conduct of Brahmin life, then that soul is weak. So for example, if we are not fixing our Amrit Vela, sometimes we are getting up 3, sometimes we are getting up at 3:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30. So we are not fixing the timetable, then we are weak. And if we are not following the codes and conducts and disciplines of Brahmin life, then also it's weak. Like if we go out with our friends, and if they are eating outside food, and if I also start eating outside food, so this is not our discipline. So many things can come in this. We can churn on this point today. The next question is, what time are we going through now, and what is the time that is going to come? So now is the time to attain, and later will be the time of repentance. So now Baba is in loving form, and later on he will be Supreme Justice. So he has told here that if any close relative of Supreme Justice also comes in front of him, but law remains law. So now is love time, and later on it will be Baba will be a lawful. So, do not be careless and waste time, Baba says. Last question is, in order to attain salvation, what method of intensity is it essential to adopt? So here he says, whatever you carry out, you have to carry out that in a second. To say that I will do it, I will make a plan, it's not like that. You know, everything has to be done with a good determination and determined thought to do something. So those who have such an intense speed are able to attain salvation. So this is today's Murli. There are a lot of points in this Murli which we can churn on today, like Maya coming in Madhuban for Madhuban Nivasi or Madhuban. What is the praise of Madhuban? Why Baba is saying there is a lecture which is already written on Madhuban, in the praise of Madhuban? What are the different names of Madhuban? Special things we should pay attention to in creating a powerful atmosphere. Here he is saying for the center, but it can apply to us where we are working, where we are staying, how to make that environment powerful. So these are some of the churning points. And like he has spoken about flowers, so we can think about different flowers like rose flower, lotus flower. What are the different importance Baba has told in different murlis? So this was today's Murli. Om Shanti.